Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Many parents go to great lengths these days to make sure their children are never disappointed, are invited to every birthday party, and get equal playing time on their athletic teams regardless of their ability. Sooner or later, though, children will face the world with whatever skills and strengths their parents have had the wisdom and foresight to give them. Not long ago, I found myself remembering the summer I tried to teach my son, then 6 years old, to ride his bicycle, without, I might add, much success. My son had wanted a bike very much. All of his friends had bikes, and all of his friends could ride them. So we got a sturdy BMX-type bike, a bright red one, as I recall. I did everything I recalled my dad doing for me. We had the requisite conversations about cars, looking both ways, and not riding on the sidewalks. We got a helmet and made an agreement about wearing it. Then we attached training wheels, and my son began tentatively pedaling out into our quiet residential street. That was fun, for a while. But he wanted to keep up with his buddies, all of whom were riding without wheels. So one sunny afternoon, the training wheels came off. I tried everything. I ran behind the bike, holding gently onto his seat. I coached him, I encouraged him, and I sponged off his scrapes when he fell. Unfortunately, he fell pretty hard more than once, and his enthusiasm began to fade, replaced by anxiety and hesitation. "It hurts to fall," Mommy told me. "Maybe I just can't do it." Eventually, the bike was parked in the garage where it gathered dust week after week, while my son watched his friends rolling up and down the street. One day, he returned from his dad's house with a big grin. I was out in the yard, and I watched mystified as he marched past me without a word and into the garage. He emerged with his helmet and the bright red bike, got on the seat, and coasted smoothly down the driveway. He pedaled rapidly up the street, then back down it again, obviously basking in his mother's surprised delight. "Wow," I said, "you can ride. How did you learn?" I will never forget my son's answer. "Dad taught me how to crash," he said simply. And knowing how to crash without getting hurt made all the difference. It was a valuable lesson for me, too. I never would have thought to teach my son to fall, and I was grateful his dad had done what I had been unable to do. But the lesson was bigger than just bicycles. When you know how to recover from a fall, when you can make mistakes, be disappointed, or even fail at something without being permanently damaged, you're less likely to feel afraid or discouraged. You're able to learn from life's challenges and come back stronger than ever. I learned that pushing for success or protecting my son wasn't always the wisest course of action. Sometimes it was better to teach him the necessary skills, allow him room to practice, and then step back to let him try life on his own. Your children will get scraped and bruised by life, and they'll want your support and encouragement as they learn, grow, take risks, and try new adventures. But eventually, parents must stop hanging on and become good coaches. You must let go of the back of the bike and let your children ride on their own. And when they crash, you need to be able to clean up their scrapes without stifling their willingness to try again. Most adults eventually recognize that they've learned as much from their failures as they have from their successes, and so do our children. By giving them the ability to crash successfully, you free them to fly. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.